Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. You know that feeling when everything's just going wrong, like the universe is conspiring against you? We've all been there. But what if I told you that sometimes the best way to handle those moments is to laugh them off? Not with a forced chuckle, but with genuine humility and a bit of self-awareness. Today, we're diving into the power of cultivating both humility and humor, two seemingly unrelated concepts that actually work hand in hand to build resilience and inner peace. Sounds pretty interesting, right? Let's break it down. First off, let's talk about humility. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Humility? Isn't that just being a doormat? No way. Humility isn't about putting yourself down or constantly apologizing. It's about recognizing that we don't have all the answers, that we're all human, and that there's always room to learn and grow. It's about embracing our imperfections and celebrating the strengths of others. Think of it like this. Humility is the secret sauce that allows you to absorb feedback without getting defensive and use it to become a better version of yourself. Speaking of becoming a better version, let's talk about humor. Humor isn't just about cracking jokes, though that's definitely part of the fun. It's about finding the absurdity in everyday situations, using laughter as a way to release tension, and reminding ourselves not to take everything so seriously. Ever noticed how good laugh can instantly lighten the mood and shift your perspective? Humor is like a mental reset button, helping you bounce back from setbacks with a renewed sense of optimism. And here's where it gets really cool. Humility and humor actually feed off each other. When we're humble, we're more open to seeing the humor in our own experiences, and when we laugh at ourselves, we naturally let go of pride and ego. This creates a positive feedback loop that strengthens both qualities over time. Think about it this way. Imagine you make a mistake at work. If you're feeling humble, you'll probably acknowledge your error, learn from it, and move on. But if you're caught up in pride, you might try to deflect blame or avoid taking responsibility. Now picture yourself making the same mistake with a dash of humor. You could laugh it off, share a funny story about it with colleagues, and lighten the mood. This not only diffuses tension but also shows your team that you're human and capable of learning from your mistakes. Think about a time when you were able to laugh at yourself in a difficult situation. How did it make you feel? Chances are, it made you feel lighter, more relaxed, and even more confident. That's the power of combining humility and humor. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of fun. So, how can you start incorporating these powerful principles into your daily life? Well, first, practice self-awareness. Pay attention to when you're feeling defensive or overly proud. Ask yourself, is there something I can learn from this situation? What can I find the humor in this moment? Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Second, embrace opportunities to laugh at yourself, with your friends, even at the absurdity of everyday life. Watch a funny movie, share a joke with the coworker, or simply take a moment to appreciate the silliness of it all. Finally, remember that true strength comes from humility and grace. It's not about being perfect or having all the answers, it's about being open to learning, growing, and laughing along the way. So, there you have it, a dose of Stoic wisdom with a healthy serving of humor. Remember, life's too short to take everything so seriously. Embrace your imperfections, find the joy in the little things, and always keep a smile on your face. Until next time, keep striving for the Stoic state of mind, one laugh at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread some Stoicism and laughter out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.